U.S. military will remain in Caribbean to exert leverage on Venezuela, Rubio says. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said on January 4 that the Pentagon will maintain its military blockade around Venezuela to apply leverage to the country's socialist regime, which is now being run by Delcy Rodriguez, who served as vice president and oil minister under Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro following his capture by U.S. forces. Rubio told CBS News, Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, on Sunday that the United States is keeping an oil quarantine or blockade in place around Venezuela's coasts, pointing to the export as being a key source of revenue for the regime. There's a quarantine right now in which sanctioned oil shipments, there's a boat, and that boat is under U.S. sanctions. We go get a court order, we will seize it, Rubio said. That remains in place, and that's a tremendous amount of leverage that will continue to be in place until we see changes that not just further the national interest of the United States, which is number one, but also that lead to a better future for the people of Venezuela. Rubio said that's what U.S. President Donald Trump was referring to when he said on Saturday that the United States will not rule out further military options, including boots on the ground, until the Venezuelan regime meets Washington's demands. The U.S. Secretary of State did not elaborate on Trump's comments on Saturday about the United States running Venezuela in the interim, but said the Pentagon will continue with its military quarantine and naval and force posture in the Caribbean moving forward. This is a developing story and will be updated.